I think that the questions that were in our where it's saying it's not clear which level of the MHUS-3 is being quoted, I think it's clear. I think it's level one. I just want to make sure that we're all in agreement with that, and also that that's the proper, that's needed.
You say they're on the Hill service or something, they know what product to use at that time,
right.
And then they're going back to the lighter that won. Then if they come to a service that they feel should have it, they can just change it right then, is what you're saying?
Yes.
So that there would be a little difference in the cost there, wouldn't there?
Yeah, but they went through the road on these two right here and determined what they were going to have to
okay.
have on. Level.
Okay, so they've already went through and
yeah,
made that.
And that's where this estimate that I've got.
Okay.
Those two roads, that's where they came up with that total.
Yeah. That's it.
We have the road totals, I mean.
I can find out more info and bring it back next week.
Well, also it shows what product they're going to use in that particular road we're at.
It does?
Doesn't it? MS3, like Casey Road.
Again, it doesn't show you what level.
What level of the product?
Right. So not the 1, 2, 1, 1+2, 2+3.
Yeah.
Just the level 1 through level 6.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you do the math, it appears as if they're doing level 1 MAQS3. But it doesn't state that in their actual bid that I could see. You guys want to move forward with today, or you want him to answer that question and make sure it's the product that he wants? Can we wait a week, or does it need to be done today, Devin, or what's the timeline on it?
They were wanting to start on the project by mid-June, which is about a three-day project.
Well, we've got, you say it's about a three-day project? We've got roundtable with you at 9:30, which it's obviously past that. It says building and grounds, I'm sorry. So do you want to try and get a hold of them and come back to us, or what do you want
to
do?
I'll come back to you next week.
Next week, you're going to try and come back to us today?
You can probably get a hold of them. Come back today.
What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to have to go check on Mother here pretty soon. So... he can come back today with that answer, and I'm okay with it.
Right now, that would be good. Maybe you can answer it.
I think I would probably want it in writing as level one, exactly what we're getting. That way there's no confusion, because there is some confusion.
So there's no problem to have it on next week's agenda, is that correct?
All right,
or later in the week, I don't care.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to find out, Devin, and we can put on the agenda for next week or for later on this week. Thank you.
Addendum to agreement for aggregated rock category 1, 22-056 Road and Bridge. Received a letter dated May 19, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum as to form. This is buy-in between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company, Incorporated. This is to update the pricing to the county.
How much an increase did it go? Was it the 2%, 3%?
It was around 5%.
But not over 5%. Close enough.
Questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for aggregate rock buy-in between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for mechanic services number 22-053 Road and Bridge. Categories 1, 2, and 3. I've received a letter dated May 19, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum as to form. This is Category 1, John Fabic Tractor Company. Category 2, Jenkins Truck Center. Category 3, G.W. Baskept Company. And an addendum to Jenkins Truck Center, Category 2.
You guys have any questions on any of these? Doesn't look like there's any changes, just a renewal.
Just
well, Category 2 should have a name change, I believe.
There's an addendum. Okay, so on the notice of renewals, yes. And then there's an addendum which brings the TNTX in with Jenkins.
Correct.
So, any questions on any of those?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the notice of renewal. Buy in between John Fabic Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the notice of renewal. Buy in between well, and the notice of renewal is TNTX, so let's amend my motion to state.
Well, if we're approving, it's originally between Jenkins.
I want to approve the addendum first.
Okay.
To approve the addendum to the agreement for mechanical services by between Taney County and TNTX LLC. I think it's in your next.
The next one?
Get rid of all of that and go to your next. You gotta go to your next. Is that it?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between TNTX LLC, formerly Jenkins Truck Center, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice for renewal by and between GW Van Keppel Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We've already done that one.
Okay. Notice of renewal for guardrails, number 22-052, Roden Bridge. I've received a letter dated May 13, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, proves the notice as to form, and this is with Taney County and Highway Safety Solutions as the contractor.
And there is a provision for 5% increase, but they did not implement that. Okay. Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Highway Safety Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 5-3, Sheriff's Salary, per revised Missouri Statute 57.317.
So there was a bill that was put through, then there was a lawsuit. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of these guys. There was a lawsuit that one organization filed against, and that was ruled against the lawsuit, so that statute stands, correct?
Correct.
And so the statute states that county sheriff in any county of the first or second class shall receive an annual salary equal to 80% of the compensation of an associate circuit judge at the county. So they've tied the sheriff's salaries to the judges' salaries, and judges' salaries are tied to the federal judges' salaries, correct?
Correct.
And the prosecutor was already tied to those salaries.
That's
correct. Except it's obvious.
That usually changes in July of each year.
Well, that's when they do their, when you say changes in July of each year, that's when they do their yearly, that's when their budget
increase.
Is, that's when they do their COLAs and stuff.
Yes.
And then in budget, we discussed, because we knew that the I'm saying all this just for a quick summarization. We discussed it during budget time. We knew.